ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
Josh Snyder, the manager of the American League Champions. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. You know, it's one thing to say that's what the goal is, right? It always is, but to watch this group of guys go do that after losing two here at home, it's special for me, and even more special that I get to do it with this group.
Two words, George Springer.
I don't know what else to say. Bottom of our lineup, getting the job done. There's not another person in the world I want up in that moment other than George Springer in October. I've never heard a building as loud as I heard it right there.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me means the world.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Sources confirm that's fun.
On 670 The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Man, that's amazing. When you get to be at something like that, what a powerful, powerful moment that must have been. Let's find out. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence is off today. Anthony Herron is in with me, Matt Spiegel. And that man, John Morosi of MLB Network, joins us right now on 670 The Score. John, you've been at a lot of great games for a lot of amazing moments. Where does that rank for you, the way that that place exploded when George Springer hit the three-run go-ahead home run?
Spiegs and Anthony, good evening. It's up there. top five for me in my life covering sports, I would say quite comfortably, just because of the unexpected nature of that particular swing. Expected, obviously, in the sense that you're talking about someone who's been a World Series champion, and as you heard John Schneider tell me, someone who has a pretty robust track record in October to where he's one of the all-time leaders in postseason home runs. So in that respect, it was not surprising. But given the way that the game had started, given the deficit the Jays faced, how late it was to go from despair and a little bit of quiet in that ballpark in the middle of the game to one of the loudest ovations I have ever heard in my life. It was a fairly stark change. I think it was noted, I can't recall who mentioned this on Baseball Reference. And again, sometimes the analytics, it's interesting how sometimes the analytics actually support what our eyes told us. And they had that as, I believe, the highest win probability added of any single event in the history of the League Championship Series, meaning the greatest swing in who was expected to win based on a single swing of the bat was George Springer last night in the entire history, NLCS, ALCS, all the years since the late 60s. Remarkable. And so to be there, understanding too the history, no matter what, one team was going to be in the World Series for at least the first time in a generation. Of course, the Jays' last trip was 93. The Mariners' last trip was never. And so there was a lot at stake there historically. And to see Springer, what added the layers to it was, of course, he had been hit by the pitch on Friday. He had been booed in Seattle and jeered in the way in which he was treated there on the road. For him to come back and answer in that fashion and have the game winning, series winning, pennant winning homer in front of one of the largest and loudest crowds I've ever heard, it was quite a moment.
You know, I admire Jerry DePoto and his aggressiveness quite a bit, and he had a hell of a trade deadline with Suarez and Naylor and two relievers that mattered quite a bit. And the Jays had a great deadline when you look at Shane Bieber, who gets to start for them twice in the ALCS. Is there a copycat lesson to learn from Toronto's success? Their offense improved a great deal this year, but it's largely the same batch of offensive players. The guy they got, Santander, didn't really do much. What's the copycat lesson of the Blue Jays, if there is one?
It's an excellent point, Spiegs. There's a couple things. Number one, they hired a very impactful hitting coach in David Popkins. So even though the personnel is not appreciably different, the manner in which they've instructed that group has been different. And also, from a leadership standpoint, a lot of the other coaches are the same. Schneider, Mattingly, Walker, some of the staff there. And it was interesting to hear John Schneider say during the course of the ALCS that he felt like they had to learn how to communicate better and in a different way, which to me was interesting. That sometimes I think in sports, executives or maybe fan conversation around a particular team says, oh, this coach is a bad communicator, this manager is a bad communicator, we got to change everything out. No. And in fact, the Jays made some adjustments to the staff, but they kept a lot of people. And they just said, listen, we need to find a way to do this better. And meanwhile, it helps when you've got a superstar, someone who might be a Hall of Famer one day, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. signing the contract and really settling in nicely. I think that was something we heard a lot as well, that they felt as though Guerrero, after signing the deal, and sometimes a player signs a mega deal and he presses a little bit and you don't quite get the same impact, or he's just never the same player. I certainly think it'll be interesting to see how Kyle Tucker's free agency unfolds for the Cubs. But I think in the case of Vlad, to a man, the people around him, they all say he's been a different and better version. You saw how engaging he was. I interviewed Vlad on a number of occasions, and I found him to be very, very approachable, very engaging. Obviously, he spent a lot of time working on his English. Again, that's a big step for him. And I think something that he should be applauded for, to be able to communicate. Obviously, he's playing now in a bilingual country, and it's important for him to be able to, I think, speak to the people there. And he's, to his credit, been able to do that. So it was pretty amazing to see a young ascendant player in Vlad's case at the peak of his powers. And you're right. To all those who said, hey, not a whole lot of impact starters moved to the deadline, well, I give you Shane Bieber. He started game 7 and they won the pennant. So clearly some pitchers with stature and talent and the ability to win October games, they did move back at the deadline in July.
As soon as Springer made contact with that ball and like just took that big, somewhat wild swing and made the sweet spot contact, I immediately looked and I thought of Batista from a decade ago.
Right.
And just, I wonder, like, is he going to have like a Jose Batista callback where he just flips the bat a half mile in the air? And he hung on to it for a moment, didn't flip it like Batista did. But for whatever reason, I immediately went to, wow, like, the Blue Jays have had a number of these moments over the past decade or so. And for the Toronto sports fandom between MLB and NBA, there's been a lot of cool stuff that they've experienced over the past decade. In a baseball context, JP, how do you view them just from a market perspective? That the size of markets and the expenditure for these organizations is such a topic as we get to the postseason. Where do you sort of slot Toronto in that combo?
Yeah, Anthony, it's a great question because in many ways, this is certainly in baseball a one-of-one franchise. It's the only baseball franchise that represents an entire country. And now we have, of course, the Raptors in the NBA, but that is not the case for any team in the NHL nor the NFL, where you've got one country with one professional team in that league, the highest league, and the way in which they captivate the people. We saw the Raptors do that when they won the championship somewhat surprisingly. And if I heard the point made yesterday on TSN in Canada after the game that if the Jays are able to beat the mighty Dodgers, it will be their Raptors moment. Raptors against the Warriors, a dynastic team in the similar case. Now it's an interesting parallel, but it's Toronto is a fascinating place, Anthony, because it is a big city, one of the biggest in North America, bigger than a lot of the biggest cities in our country, for sure. And when you think about from a marketing and media standpoint, there's a reason why Ohtani basically had narrowed his choices down to L.A. and Toronto. There's a lot to like about the overall market setup there in terms of your ability to market to an entire nation, different corporate partners. Of course, they're owned by a communications titan in Rogers Communications. And so when you consider the team owns the network that they play on, and also the subscriptions that you will have to watch, it's, you know, basically add in all together American telecom companies and then have them buy a baseball team. And that's what Rogers is. It is a massive corporate structure there. And they do a very good job. And they've invested a lot as well behind the scenes on making the player experience in Toronto seamless. It's interesting. There are some players that when they go through free agency, again, if you live in Florida, you live in California, it does feel a little far away. But when you're there, it's very comfortable, beautiful city to live in, clean, world-class dining. It's just a very safe city. The way that it's all laid out, they make it very easy on the players and their families. So as long as you don't mind going through customs, it's a dream to play there. And I think that has become the prevailing wisdom that if you just get the players in the door there, they're going to love it. And they've got a really good culture there. Excellent manager. And John Schneider is a really young manager. He managed Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette coming up through the minor leagues. So this has the feeling of the start of a very special window. You don't sign a player to $500 million like they did with Vlad for a one-year wonder. The idea here is it's going to build year after year. And certainly they may have a chance to bring back some of these more veteran players that are on expiring contracts, like Bieber, like Max Scherzer, who doesn't seem to be interested at all in retiring right now. They've got a really good thing going, and it's cool to see Vladdy arrive yesterday in an Austin Matthews Maple Leaf sweater. There's a lot of support back and forth between the two teams, so it's been a pretty cool thing to be able to watch and cover it over the course of the LCS.
Yep, they're good at wooing free agents. Hell, they almost got Ohtani. That's good. Good luck, everybody, with that. That storyline over the course of the next week and a half here. But man, I'd love to see them beat the Dodgers. I'd love to see anybody beat the Dodgers. I saw $1.4 billion in the starting rotation if you count Ohtani. If you take Ohtani away, it's still $683 million in the starting rotation for the Dodgers. They can manage a different game than everybody else. It's going to be a fascinating matchup, isn't it?
It will be. And let's be honest about what this matchup is. It's big market against big market, right? I mean, these are two high payroll, large market, well-resourced teams. And I'll say this. The Dodgers have not seen a team in the National League playoffs that is as deep as the Jays. They beat two quality teams, of course, along the journey. But they're not as good as this particular group, in my opinion. And so when you consider where this is all going, I think that the Jays lineup has the best chance to be able to score more runs than the Brewers did against LA's pitching. And on the flip side, the Dodgers, you think about the Brewers pitching, and obviously Cubs fans and Chicago fans know this well. The Brewers were able to get by the Cubs having to be creative with their rotation. In four games in the NLCS, the Brewers' starting pitchers totaled fewer than 10 innings, okay? I've always said never to do math live on the air, but that's for a rough number. 10 innings divided by four games is 2.5. That is not a way to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in a playoff series. And the Jays have, I think, a much more capable rotation. And they also have, and this is one of the most important parts of this whole series, hitters that put the ball in play. I think Buster Olney at one point in time, maybe it was during the game yesterday, pointed out that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had, to that point in the entire postseason, 6 home runs and 2 strikeouts. Vladdy is the walking antidote to the plague of strikeouts that we have seen in our game. And let's make this point out. If the Jays are able to win this, and part of it, some of the biggest swings in that series came from Andrés Giménez, came from Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Addison Barger, guys who were batting in the second half of that lineup, who had quality at-bats. And Giménez, again, is not the flashiest player, but is a very good fundamental ball player. Put a bunt down yesterday to help change the game.
Mm-hmm.
If we see a little bit of a revival of that type of ball, I hope that we're going to see more teams bring in players that put the ball in play and have and work an at-bat as opposed to the strikeout fest that some teams unfortunately become, especially in October.
John, we only have 30 seconds, but you mentioned Kyle Tucker. Got a feel for the market at all? I know the Dodgers, surprise, surprise, were referenced earlier this week.
Yes, how surprising is that? The Dodgers might be involved there. I think that my statement on Tucker is now what it's been for a long time, that the odds of him playing somewhere that's not Wrigley are better than 50-50. The field, I take the field over the Cubs, basically, is what I'm saying there. There are certainly clubs, whether it's the Giants, who might need a little bit more power, maybe even a team like the Mariners, for example. You see how close they got. If they're ready to invest heavily in free agency, the Yankees will be, I'm sure, a topic too, even though they seem to have good depth of their outfield. But we'll see. It's going to be a fascinating offseason ahead.
John, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you making time. Enjoy the series.
You as well, guys. Thanks so much for the conversation. Thank you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.